This is 7-5 Radio with Walter Yerkew and Peter Scoop Stanton. This is the radio show that will break your neck if your neck needs breaking. And here are the hosts of 7-5 Radio, Walter Yerkew, star of the biggest documentary movie ever made, The 7-5, and Peter Scoop Stanton, who starred in To Catch a Predator.
Good evening, one and all. This is Peter Scoop Stanton with Walter Yerkew and Mike Rickbrandt on 7-5 Radio. We are on the Liberty News Radio Network. Also, we are on TikTok Live. Hello, the five people on TikTok. Anyways, it is Saturday, November the 2nd, 2024. That song, Fresh Garbage, for all you Trump supporters that are listening with us tonight. Anyways, first things first, Walter, how are we doing tonight, sir?
All in all, I'm just another brick in the wall.
Outstanding. Mike, how are we doing?
Doing great, brother. Glad to be here.
Outstanding. Anyways, we want to say hello to all of our special listeners, including Little Billy Keebler and the men and alleged woman of the Yonadas New York Fire Department, known as the Cellar Savers. Also, we want to say hello to New York's finest, New York's boldest, New York's bravest. Also, everyone in working for the New York City Sanitation Department, you people were very busy on Sunday, according to Joe Biden. Anyways, first order of business, we always want to remember men and women in the law enforcement community who were murdered in the line of duty. Fortunately, for a second week in a row, we have no names to read off. Anyways, tonight, first, we want to welcome our guest, director Christopher Martini, who directed the movie The Man You Do Not Know. It is a biographical picture about people who know Donald Trump intimately. It's a very, very good documentary. It's almost as good as The 7-5. It's much better than that piece of crap that Matt Walsh put out. But anyways, without further ado, I want to introduce Mr. Martini, who is also from the city of New York. Chris, how are we doing tonight, sir?
I'm doing great, you guys. Thank you for having me on the show. I'm honored to be here speaking with you guys. So thank you very much.
Our pleasure, sir. But Chris, why don't you take the floor? Tell us about your picture, The Man You Do Not Know. How you've been shadow banned by the movie theaters or the movie industry, and what the final outcome is this week with some special friends. Take it away, sir.
Sure. So this film started with my previous film. I directed a film. I shot, directed, edited a film called The Relentless Patriot, which is the story of Scott Lobato, who you guys may know. Who's a crazy conservative artist who's been fighting for veterans, law enforcement, our flag. He does very controversial art. So anyways, that film was picked up by Global Ascension Studios. Joshua Macello, Arthur Sarkisian. Arthur's known for the Rush Hour movies. So big Hollywood producer. They came in late and picked up my film and we premiered that at Mar-a-Lago. President Trump was there. And then that movie hit theaters back in June. So that project led me to direct this one. Josh hired me to direct The Man You Don't Know, which tells the flip side of who Donald Trump is as a person. we all know that there are many movies about Donald Trump. Almost all of them are negative in some way, or sort of positioned and crafted from an angle that attacks him. So this is sort of, you know, showing the flip side of that. So, you know, we made this movie. Lynn Patton, who works for the Trump family, has, you know, she started as a low-level employee and then rose up through the company. She's also African-American, and she is featured in the movie. But she was the one who was instrumental in getting this project seen and started. So we had the participation of the Trump children. We interview Eric Trump, Don Jr., Lara Trump, Kimberly Guilfoyle, Ty Trump, the granddaughter that spoke at the RNC, and, you know, many of Trump's very close friends and some celebrities that know him very well. Hulk Hogan is in this, as well as Frank Stallone, and they both sort of steal the show. So the idea of this movie, so I started writing this back in July, and the amazing thing is that we shot this film, completed it in 2 months. So, which is unheard of, we had a very large team, but we had to get this out before the election. So we were working on full steam. You know, we wanted to, I'm not going to lie, we wanted to influence the election, and we are. And so, I'll get to where we ended up, you know, just recently this week, but everyone knows the things that Donald Trump did during his life. So this movie was not just recounting, you know, his business career, his media career, his transition into politics, eventually becoming the presidency, losing the presidency, and then running again. We know what he did in his life. Every moment of this film is what he did, but it's related back to who he is as a person. So throughout, you know, in the telling of this, you learn the humanity of Donald Trump and the many great things that he did for people throughout his life that is never reported in the media, that's completely removed from Google. Google actually removed articles showing the great sort of philanthropic, humanitarian things that Donald Trump did. So this movie tells the complete human side of this man up until the assassination attempt and then, you know, running for office again. So Josh is an incredible producer. I love him because he gets, I don't know if I can swear, but he gets stuff done, and, you know, you know what I wanted to say, but right. he makes it happen. And, you know, he got this film in theaters. Now, going back to The Relentless Patriot, when we were in theaters, like, you know, we were getting the same stories over and over again that Sound of Freedom got when they released their movie, another conservative movie. You know, we're being given sort of the worst times, like 11 a.m., you know, in the most random locations that are sort of not in our demographic. Now, The Relentless Patriot had many theaters all over the country. I think we were in 1,000 theaters, but there would be like sellout shows, and then they would cancel the movie the next day. They wouldn't show our poster. They wouldn't put any signage up, the little digital, you know, displays that have the name of the movie. It was just blank. You know, the sound was low. So, you know, we experienced that with The Relentless Patriot. Now, we thought, you know, with The Man You Don't Know, that we might get, you know, our distributor is telling us we're going to have even a larger number of theaters take the film. We found out that New York would not take the film at all. So it didn't play in any theaters in New York, whereas my last film did. New Jersey, only two theaters and I went to one of them in the most random area of Elizabeth, New Jersey. totally not in our demographic. But you know, just I'm gonna end this with happy news. But we, you know, one little thing, we got this email from this clinical psychologist, a PhD in Maui, who went to see the film in a theater in Maui. And she, you know, she, it's been all over the news. They were interviewing us, but basically she, you guys, we have to take a break.
Yep. We come on our first commercial break. Chris, can you stay over the next segment and you can tell us more about this journey. Anyways, folks, we have Christopher Martini on the line. When we come back, we'll finish the story about the man you don't know. Stay tuned, everybody.
Introducing PrepStartsNow.com, your ultimate guide to readiness and peace of mind. We offer practical preparedness tools, training, and education to take your family's household readiness to the next level. Browse the prep shop for essential products, check out our planning guides, and stay informed with our prep blog. Visit PrepStartsNow.com and subscribe to our emails for exclusive offers, new products, and future events. Remember, preparedness begins with PrepStartsNow.com.
As the United States boldly stepped forward in the glorious light provided by its new Constitution in 1787, the nations of the earth were in awe of the newfound strength and hope of this free land. Today, the nation stands at a crossroads, a divergence from the original intent put forth in the United States Constitution has brought grave threats to our beloved nation. A miracle is needed if the United States is to survive. That miracle is, again, the pure application of the United States Constitution. I'm Scott Bradley. In my To Preserve the Nation book and lecture series, I bring forth truths that will help raise up a new generation of statesmen like those noble Americans who founded this land. Vigorous application of these principles will invigorate and restore the nation, and we may become again the freest, most prosperous, most respected, and happiest nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com to begin that restoration.
Former Sheriff Richard Mack recounts in his book, The Proper Role of Law Enforcement, how he came to realize while working as a beat cop how wrong the all-too-common orientation of police officers is when they think of their job as being to write tickets and arrest people. Richard Mack tells of his personal transformation from by-the-number cop to constitution-conscious defender of citizen safety and freedoms. Learn what it really means to serve and protect. Purchase your copy at cspoa.org. That's cspoa.org.
You're back, and Scoop is just getting done staring at Danila's Instagram account. Here's more 7-5 Radio.
And we are back on the line. We have director Christopher Martini, the man who directed The Man You Don't Know. Anyways, Chris, you were talking about your movie not being played in New York, New Jersey. Continue with the issue with showing your movie to the general public.
Yeah, so I guess where I left off was, you know, we got an email from this woman in Maui who happened to be a PhD clinical psychologist, very educated woman. And, you know, she went to go see The Man You Don't Know about Trump, our film about Trump, at a, you know, I believe it was a Regal theater in Maui, and in a very blue state, as you know, Hawaii. And so basically when she got there, the theater told her that it was sold out. And so when she went in the theater, there was nobody in there. And then, so two women showed up that sat behind her and her friend and were heckling her, shouting, you know, during the movie, going up and down the aisles, harassing them. And I believe they started spraying some sort of aerosol at them, you know, while they're trying to watch this movie. Clearly they're not voting for Trump, the two that were harassing them. But you know, they complained to the manager, or to the theater guy. The theater guy never actually got the manager. And the strangest part is when they left the theater, I believe they spoke to someone who then told them that the theater was not sold out. So these two women were sort of left to believe that there was some kind of orchestrated effort to suppress this movie. And I wasn't there. I can't verify that, but I would not doubt that at all, that there's, you know, somebody in Hollywood who might be getting political donations or sort of like pulling the strings, telling these theaters possibly to, you know, give us the worst times and, you know, so their other movies can get better seen. All right. Anyways, to cap this off, there is always light at the end of the tunnel. And our producer, Josh, decided he had to take, like, we weren't going to take no for an answer. You know, we made this film to get it out before the election, to show people what Donald Trump is really like. Turns out, we put the film on X, and Benny Johnson shared it, and then Elon Musk shared Benny Johnson's post about the film, and then he pinned it. And last time I checked, you can see, watch the entire film on X right now. It's pinned to Elon Musk's Twitter page. Last time I checked, we're up to about 42 million views. And you can see how many people just love this movie. Of course, there's a lot of haters on there that probably never watched it. But you can just see how many people, you know, love this story. And that's sort of the end of it. That's where we are. You know, it has a happy ending. We didn't take no for an answer, and we got our film to the American public, 42 million people.
Outstanding. But Christopher, I got a question. With this movie more or less being shadow banned, people who have a vested interest either in the theater itself, the studio, the production company, wouldn't they be raising hell about, you know, shadow banning this movie because people have a financial interest in making sure this movie makes some money?
Yeah, I mean, there's only so much you can do. I didn't produce it. I was hired to direct this movie, so I can't speak for the producers. I'm sure that, you know, they're losing their mind. The investors are losing their mind. But now you see, you know, how many views it's getting, and that's gonna, you know, I believe we're selling advertising, you know, and you know, that's gonna position us to get a pretty good streaming deal. So I think everything works. I think everything works out. But you know, yeah, no, it's crazy. Like, if this was people can't even see my post on Facebook. I guess I am so far up the list that every little thing that I write on there gets suppressed. You know, this was the first time in my life where I, you know, cause I've been making movies for a long time, and you know, it's the first time where I say, hey, check out my trailer. And then I post the link. It's removed immediately with no explanation. So, you know, we're seeing some very strange things, you know, but you know, just being a conservative filmmaker, you gotta jump those hurdles, move on to the next thing, you know, try the other platforms and keep pushing it, you know?
Right. But anyways, Mike, I know you saw the movie today. Do you have any questions, comments, or concern for Mr. Martini?
The movie's excellent. It's absolutely excellent. Everybody should get out and watch this movie. Get onto X, go watch it. It's really, really well worth the time you spend. It tells such a great story, and he told it so well. So thank you for making this. Really, it's really amazing. And Scott Lobato is an awesome, awesome guy. He's out here by me all the time at the America First Warehouse. Just a really nice guy, great patriot.
Excellent. Thank you very much.
Anyways, you got any questions for our guest, Christopher Martini?
Well, questions, comments. I haven't seen it. It's now on my list to see it as soon as I can. But for somebody that hasn't seen it, such as myself, I just want to throw in there that it's a good subject matter. The man nobody knows. People see him as, born with a silver spoon in his mouth. You got one politician, I think it was Kamala, that said at the debate that he was, gifted $400 million, from his father, and which is, ridiculous. From my knowledge, I think it was like four was the going rumor, $4 million way back when. And whatever it was, he turned it into billions. Okay, he's a billionaire, but he's made billions, with a lot of S's on the end, billions, and he's given away billions. He's made people money. He's given people livelihood. He's given people a living on all the buildings and his projects that he has. He puts people to work. These are things that people just don't realize. And, hopefully when I watch the documentary and don't tell me if I'm on target or, just beside the target, but they don't know him. He's a down-to-earth guy, and he just doesn't speak off the cuff. He speaks what's in his heart. Anybody could speak with their brain, but when you speak from your heart, people on the left don't like that. They don't like that. So my question would be, is where did you get the idea from? I mean, it's a good idea. I say every day, people just don't know this guy. And I say that about myself. People just don't know me, and they don't take the time. If they do take the time, then they'll see me in a different light, for better or for worse. But how did you come up with this idea? Was it a conglomeration of people? Was it just off the top of somebody's head, your head? Because I know you said you directed it, but tell us how this came about.
So, we knew that the Trump family wanted to focus on the stories about him that were being suppressed, and these just happened to be the things that you don't read about, right? That we literally have people in this movie that he's changed their lives, okay? And mm-hmm. The family is the best, and his close friends are the best people to tell us who, he is as a person, right? It's up to you if you want to believe them or not. That's the beauty of this film. You can make that decision yourself. But I can tell you, having interviewed this family and his friends, I remember going to the first interview where we're going to interview the Trump children. And look, I knew I was going to vote for him regardless. Part of me was like, oh man, what if I don't like this family? That's going to be, I'm telling the story of their father. That's going to be the hard thing for me to get beyond. But I couldn't believe it. They showed up on time. They were kind, professional, compassionate, and it's sort of like, I'm so used to working with sort of, left-leaning people in the industry that are just complete dirtbags. So this was remarkable, to see.
Super. It's great.
Anyways, Chris, we're coming on our second break. You want to stick around, or you got to head on to other events?
No, I'll stick around. Are you guys still want to ask me more questions?
Sure. Stay tuned, everybody. We'll be right back.
Exposing corruption, informing citizens, pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
If your approach to everyday aches and pains is to mask them, you know, feel better for a few hours only to have the pain return and then repeat the cycle all over again, it's time to try Relief Factor. And the good news is Relief Factor makes that easy. Their three-week quick start is just $19.95, less than a dollar a day. Instead of masking pain, Relief Factor helps eliminate it. How? Well, its unique formula of ingredients helps support your body's response to inflammation. Relief Factor was developed by doctors. It's 100% drug-free. And for so many people, the results are game-changing, even life-changing. So give it a try. Right now, their three-week quick start is just $19.95. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF. See how in a few weeks or even days, Relief Factor can reduce your pain. When you feel better, life is just better. So don't mask pain. Fight it naturally with Relief Factor.
Former Israeli ambassador to the U.S. Michael Oren tells the Salem Radio Network he believes Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu when he says Israel has destroyed most of Iran's offensive missiles pointed toward them.
There's all different types of missiles, but I understood that a very large percentage, maybe even more than 80% of the accurate missiles and long-range missiles have been destroyed. And the fact of the matter is, early last week, we had sirens here for 2 days, and we haven't had a siren since then. So that's saying something.
Germany has sharply condemned the execution of a dual citizen by Iranian authorities. Iranian state media reports Jamshid Sharbdad, a German-Iranian dissident, has been put to death after being convicted on several terrorism-related charges. The announcement triggered widespread condemnation from German officials as well as international human rights organizations. Breaking news and analysis, townhall.com. It is, to say the least, one very long and very tedious process, but it must be completed. Arizona pulling in additional help to deal with a flood of early ballots. Here's correspondent Ben Thomas.
And around-the-clock operations underway in Arizona's most populous county to process early ballots that are an unusually long 2 pages. Election officials in Maricopa County must verify each voter's signature on the envelopes and then remove the actual ballot pages so they can be prepared for counting. Officials have said vote counting machines could jam if both pages of the ballot are not fed separately. The Maricopa County Recorder says 1 million ballots have come in already. That represents about 40% of the nearly 2.6 million people registered to vote. The election team is getting help from other county employees, assisting with the night shifts. I'm Ben Thomas.
And more on these stories at townhall.com.
Why don't we say to the government writ large that they have to spend a little bit less? Anybody ever had less money this year than you had last? Anybody better have a 1% pay cut? You deal with it. That's what government needs, a 1% pay cut. If you take a 1% pay cut across the board, you have more than enough money to actually pay for the disaster relief. But nobody's going to do that because they're fiscally irresponsible. Who are they? Republicans. Who are they? Democrats. Who are they? Virtually the whole body is careless and reckless with your money. So the money will not be offset by cuts anywhere. The money will be added to the debt, and there will be a day of reckoning. What's the day of reckoning? The day of reckoning may well be the collapse of the stock market. The day of reckoning may be the collapse of the dollar. When it comes, I can't tell you exactly, but I can tell you it has happened repeatedly in history when countries ruin their currency.
Do you know what is great about America? Ask an immigrant. Ask an Immigrant is a new podcast dedicated to helping Americans, especially our youth, value, appreciate, and be grateful for the freedoms we have here in America. Join host Lydia Wallace Nuttall as she interviews immigrants from around the world to discover their inspiring personal stories about why they came to America. To learn more about why America is the most prosperous, greatest country in the world, download the Loving Liberty app or go to lovingliberty.net.
In the medical field, IT security is crucial. Our highly skilled consultants are HIPAA certified and have 20 plus years of experience servicing medical clinics, billing and supply companies. We offer comprehensive endpoint protection, guarding your computers and servers against all stages of threats. And with our 24/7 monitoring services, you'll never worry about extensive downtime again. Ready to level up your IT support? Call 801-706-6980 today and discover how great IT services can be with Managed IT Services.
you're still listening? Here's more 7-5 Radio.
And we are back. Scoop Stant with Walter Yerkew and Mike Ragbrand. And Christopher Martini, the director of The Man You Don't Know, decided to stick around because he's having such a great time with yours truly. Chris, continue. What's next for The Man You Don't Know, and what's next for your career is in directing movies?
So, we're with this movie, we're gonna hope that we keep getting, you know, that view count keeps going up, and then, you know, some big streaming company will pick it up and more people will see it. Global Ascension Studios is a conservative studio, so we're all kind of like-minded people, and I know they want to take a break from documentaries, so we're probably gonna, you know, they're probably gonna want me to direct a, you know, a drama or comedy. I do have some other incredible documentaries lined up. It's a little early to start talking about it. One is about a pretty famous mayor of New York City. Probably can imagine who I'm talking about. And then I've got another one that is going to sort of tackle like school shootings, but from sort of a conservative angle. And I'm talking to, you know, one of the parents who lost one of their kids in one of these shootings. So there's some incredible stories I'm working on. I'm going to keep making movies.
Outstanding. And like I said before, Chris, I watched your movie, and I also watched Matt Walsh's Am I Racist? And you, just the quality of your movie, like the lighting, the sound, the angles, the shots, is much better than Matt Walsh's movie. But next week we'll talk about it, and you know, we'll talk about it next week. But Walt or Mike, you got any other questions, comments, or concerns for Mr. Martini?
No, I'm satisfied.
All right, take
go
away,
ahead,
Mike.
Listen, everybody needs to get out there, go find this guy's video on X, find it wherever you can, and share it on every platform you can and everywhere you can. Break the censorship algorithm and get this out there to people so they actually know what's really going on. And it's an amazing, amazing movie. It really is. It's so well done, and it's so necessary, and thank you so much for making it, really, truly. You know, it's so important, and what you're doing is really, really special and awesome. Thank you.
You got it. I mean, I do think people need to, you know, do something, you know, to fix this country. I do a lot, you know, I actually, you know, with the Scott Lobato film, did a lot of, I interviewed cops, and there's a whole section on law enforcement, but a lot of my films were, you know, deal with veterans and military. And, you know, I feel like if those men and women can put their ass in the line of fire to help, you know, protect our country, protect our flag and the things that we stand for, then, you know, then people who are in the arts can, you know, sort of push back and do things that are risky, that might risk their career and livelihood for the good of the country as well. You know, I think every person, every different profession in some way or another can stand up for our country. I truly believe that.
Right. Absolutely. Right. Well said.
Now, Chris, obviously you're a conservative, you're a patriot. How does a person like you that lives in the five boroughs survive as somebody in the entertainment industry as a conservative? You just like keep it to yourself and you wear it on your sleeve. How does it work for you?
Well, you know, it's funny because I come from a liberal film family, and although there's some conservatives in my family, but you know, I think things started to change when 9/11 happened, and I was doing these films about veterans, and I slowly was becoming a conservative, and And that's, I believe, when I changed parties was after 9/11. But it's tough, you know. You don't, like, for so many years, I felt ashamed for loving my country, for loving my flag, for, you know, believing in God and all these things. And, it, you know, I felt always felt like I had to keep these things quiet when I was working around other people in the industry. You know, I could just tell that they looked down upon these things. But in 2019, you know, when COVID hit, you know, and all this, the Twilight Zone started and the George Floyd riots, the summer of love, and, you know, our cities getting destroyed, I realized, you know, that I wanted, that I could not be silent anymore. And, you know, I wasn't going to live in the greatest country on earth and act like I'm living in communist China. I just wasn't going to let that happen. So, you know, it put me on a different road, for sure. And it's more challenging, but I don't regret it for a second. I do feel that God always provides for you, especially when you take sort of the road less traveled. And I'm not, you know, I feel like a bigger fish in a smaller pond, because there are not many conservatives in the arts that know what they're doing. So I feel like I'm in a really good place with it. I'm not worried at all.
Right. Oh, that's good. Has your colleague said anything or looked down upon you since, you know, it came out, especially with this movie and the movie about with Scott Lobato? Have they looked down on you? It was like, oh, you're a patriot, oh, you're a Trump supporter, you're a Nazi, you're this, you're that. You know, have they looked down on you, or did they just keep it to themselves?
So I didn't start receiving hate mail, you know, until I made this movie about Trump. So now I get these messages from people like, you know, you're a disgrace to our industry, you're a propagandist, this and that. Like, it's starting to come now, because once you tell Donald Trump's story, it changes everything. You know, just you attract all those people with TDS. So that didn't really happen when I did the Scott Lobato movie. It's only starting to happen now. Look, a lot of people in the industry unfriended me. I unfriended them because they would come on my page. They would insult cops. They would insult veterans. They would, you know, talk down to the flag and the country. They would insult Jewish people or this or that, you know? And so, like, you know, some people I just had to get rid of, you know, but the people that are left are the greatest people. And I still have some liberal friends, you know, and some that I work with that's who, you know, who your true friends are, because it doesn't matter to them, you know?
Right. Right. Now, a couple other questions before our next break. What was Donald Trump like when you met him at Mar-a-Lago?
So, you know, I met him at Mar-a-Lago with the Relentless Patriot, and then, you know, just recently at this premiere at Mar-a-Lago. And he's, you know, when I shook his hand, he's the kindest, gentlest person in person. You'd never, like, picture that, you know, from the way he speaks on the podium. But he's so kind. The one thing that I took away from shaking his hand and looking at him and talking to him is that this guy has superhuman strength. You know, how does he go from, you know, a rally in North Carolina, you know, to showing up at our premiere at 11 p.m. to talk to like 500 people? I mean, I don't know how this guy does it. That's exactly who we need to run this country, is someone who has that kind of energy, you know?
Right. Especially being 78 years old. I mean, he's, you know, they say, what's funny is that the dumb media is saying, oh yeah, Joe Biden, he's got full of piss and vinegar and he's up and running, blah, 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 you know, full of crap. But here you have, you know, it's been documented time and time again that he sleeps like 4 hours a day and just keeps going nonstop. And you're right, we need a person like that. But anyways, one last question. Were you able to meet Chuck Zito your last visit down to Mar-a-Lago?
Chuck was at the Relentless Patriot premiere at Mar-a-Lago. He was at our New York premiere for the Relentless Patriot. And I saw him at the premiere for The Man You Don't Know in Mar-a-Lago this time. So I've seen him three times. And he has a movie documentary on his life out also. And I told him, you better invite me to the premiere.
Right. Anyways, when we come back, we'll talk Nazi rally garbage and hopefully not about feet. Stay tuned, everybody. This is 75 Radio on Liberty News Radio Network.
Have you ever heard of Loving Liberty Ladies? Well, the Loving Liberty Ladies are here to help you learn our American heritage and the way it affects today's society. The Loving Liberty Ladies also have a discussion guide called Proclaim Liberty. And with this guide, you can start your own group in your hometown. Get yours today on our website at lovingliberty.net. Look for our lesson supplements, too. They're free. To hear all the special offers and to join the fight for freedom and liberty, please go to lovingliberty.net.
You know where the solution can be found, Mr. President? In churches, in wedding chapels, in maternity wards across the country and around the world. More babies will mean forward-looking adults, the sort we need to tackle long-term, large-scale problems. American babies in particular are likely going to be wealthier, better educated, and more conservation-minded than children raised in still industrializing countries. As economist Tyler Cowen recently wrote, quote, by having more children, you're making your nation more populous, thus boosting its capacity to solve climate change. The planet does not need for us to think globally and act locally so much as it needs us to think family and act personally. The solution to so many of our problems, at all times and in all places, is to fall in love, get married, and have some kids.
The spirit of the American West is alive and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues of the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas like this year's Buckaroo calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
This is 75 Radio with Walter Yuku. I mean, Walter Yurkow. I mean, Walter Kiwi. Here's Walton Scoop.
All right, we are back. Scoop Stand with Walter Yurkow and Mike Raybrandt. And as usual, right on target, I was looking at the Instagram account of our beautiful spokesmodel, Danella Rodriguez. Please follow her at danella.fitnessmodel. And also, we are on TikTok. And then I realized as I'm scrolling down with the phone, I was like, oh, my God, I might get thrown off TikTok for some of her awesome pictures. But anyways, folks, go see the movie The Man You Don't Know, as a hell of a guy, Christopher Martini. Anyways, our last segment. Real quick, Trump had a MSG rally last Sunday comparing to a 1939 Nazi rally at the other Madison Square Garden on the east side of Manhattan in 1939. The new one is on the west side of Manhattan in 2024. But anyways, at the so-called Nazi rally, you had Holocaust survivors, you had Orthodox Jews, you had people flying the Israeli flags, people flying posters stating their support for Israel. You had Congressman Byron Donald from Florida speak, and you had Sid Rosenberg from WABC Radio talk about his trip to Israel. So I guess the Nazi party today is very diverse. Walt, what say you about Trump's alleged Nazi rally and trying to equate the Trump rally to the Nazi rally 1939?
I don't know where these people get off to say stuff like that. God bless the United States. You know, your First Amendment is your right to free speech. However, it's free speech. You have to back up what you're saying also.
you know, you just can't yell fire without having a fire in the movie theater. You know, you can't tell, you know, somebody, you know, that they're Nazi, they're Hitler, they're fascist. You know, Camel Toe, when she was asked, do you think Donald Trump is a fascist? She said, yes. Now, what I would do, my follow-up question is, okay, describe the fascist. You know, and she wouldn't be able to, because that's just not Donald Trump. Having the Nazi Party labeled Donald Trump's rally as the Nazi Party, listen, I know there's a lot of brain-dead people in this country, but you really have to be dead not to hear what they're saying. It's you know, the rhetoric, as the new word is now these days, the rhetoric is gotten out of hand. You know, 4 months ago, Trump put a target on Trump. All right, so somebody did and shot at him. They are saying so many different things now. They're throwing so much crap at the wall to see what sticks. And it's never going to stick. But the minute Mr. Trump farts up wind and somebody smells it, they're going to say, see, I told you. So they're saying so much nonsense and including anything that can happen. And, of course, you know, stuff is going to happen in the next 4 years while he's president. And they just want to be able to say, see, we told you so. So it's just horrible. It's an extremely horrible experience to live through as an American, to have people that want to run this country and be the leaders of the free world to say stuff like this. It's just ridiculous.
Right. Anyways, real quick, after the comedian told that joke that bombed because nobody knew what was going on in Puerto Rico, Joe Biden called Trump supporters garbage. And, of course, his supporters went out in full force, took pictures of themselves sitting in garbage bags, garbage cans. Don Jr. went out trick-or-treating as garbage. So, you know, that's a big middle finger to Joseph Biden. Mike, what say you about Joe Biden calling Trump supporters or half the country garbage?
Well, first of all, the only thing garbage is Joe Biden's entire regime is garbage, and he's proven it over the last almost 4 years. And, I mean, if you look at the response that generated, you know, talk about a backfire. I swear, I think Joe Biden has been better for the MAGA movement than anybody else. The guy's, like, pushing more and more people to our side than anybody could have. You know, the contrast is so, so absolutely clear, and he just makes it that much more clear every day. And, you know, it's but calling people garbage, calling people Nazis, it's just more of the same you're getting from the virtue signaling authoritative left. You know, people who see themselves as the arbiter of everything and think you should have no opinion and just do what they say. You know, and they're proving it over and over again that they're, in fact, exactly who they claim we are. You know, they're just gaslighting at the highest level with the media and everybody else involved. Okay. So, but people woke up to it, and Walt nailed it. They're throwing poop at the wall. It's not sticking, and people have woken up to it, quite a few people. I know guys working in the early polling stations in the city and out here in Long Island, and they're telling me as soon as the next day after Biden said the garbage comment, they had literally thousands of people showing up in garbage bags, coming in garbage bags to vote.
To vote in garbage bags. Right.
Yeah, coming wearing garbage bags to go vote. It tells you exactly what you need to know about what's really happening, you know?
Right. Anyways, real quick, while last couple of minutes left, programming note, Tuesday from 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time to midnight, we will be red hot and rolling. Libby News Radio will be doing a live stream. Go to LibbyNewsRadio.com for that live stream. Everybody's going to be on. I can get a hold of Sam, find out where schedule is. Also, I might be doing something with another outfit. I got to wait for a phone call. But anyways, we'll have live coverage. Hopefully we'll be either at the RNC or DNC headquarters doing a live report. But anyways, real quick, folks, like we just said, they think you are garbage. You need to vote. They literally hate you. Vote. Look at your savings account. Vote. They tried to kill Donald Trump twice. Vote. Look how much you pay for car premiums. Vote. Look what's happening in Pennsylvania right now. Vote. Remember the 2,000 mules? Vote. The government-subsidized cars that we don't want to buy? Vote. They want men in our daughters' locker rooms and bathrooms? Go out and vote. They call us Nazis? Vote. They hate America. They hate you. Go out and vote. Walt, what's to you in the last couple minutes?
Get out and vote. And if, bring somebody with you, check on your neighbors, see if they can get down to vote. The elderly folks, they make it so difficult for real Americans to have absentee ballots. Make sure they get out and vote. Also, take them with you, buy them something to eat, you know, go out for burgers or something afterwards or McDonald's. Yeah. You might see Donald Trump at a McDonald's or something.
So, right.
Just go out and do what our Constitution allows us to do and gives us to do. Don't do what the Democrats are doing by just making fun of everybody. I don't think she says Donald Trump one more time, and if she got a dollar for every time she said Donald Trump, she'd have another $1 billion for her.
Right.
For her reelection campaign.
Right. Mike, what say you real quick, last couple minutes we got left?
Get out and vote. Bring 10 people, bring 20 people, bring everybody you can. Get out and vote. Swamp the vote. Just swamp it. Make sure they understand fully and completely this is your country and you're not going to have it taken over by a bunch of, you know, authoritative, power-hungry psychopaths. Just get out and vote or else Pete's going to send you pictures of his feet.
Oh, enough with the feet. You know, I told Chris, I said, listen, we're talking about the movie, talk about the campaign, and Mike say just some jokes about my feet. But anyways, speaking yep. of feet, the lovely Daniela Rodriguez got a pedicure. She uploaded on Instagram. So I said, let me try something different. So I took pictures of my feet, and I was wearing my socks. And then I sent the photos to Mike and Walter, and Mike this is what guys do, sicko. But anyways, folks, go out and vote. We got to make it too big to rig because we're voting against the illegal immigrants, the 2,000 mules, and the dead because for whatever reason, the dead always vote Democrat. And, you know, they always say, oh, this is the most important presidential election of my lifetime. It is because the past 20 years, Bush, Gore, Obama, McCain – Romney.
Well, this is the first time in a very long time that there's a vice president on the ticket that the Democrats are also afraid of.
Right.
You know, you mentioned before, Donald is 78 years old. You know, you don't know what's going to happen. You don't know what the future holds. You know, for all you know, Donald might say, I can't do this anymore. I'm not going to be Joe Biden in the last 4 years. JD take over, and JD could be president for 12 years. They're scared to death of JD Vance also.
Right.
So, they're trying to keep them both out of the White House because once they get in, it's going to be a red White House from now till distant future.
Right. Say they Trump does win, which, you know, I'm on the fence. But anyways, I see Don Jr. running for vice president in 2020. Anyways, folks, check us out Tuesday for Walter Yerkew, Mike Rickbrandt. This is Peter Scoop Stan. Remind you, you can make a difference. Go out and vote. See you on Tuesday.
For 7-5 Radio, for those who work the streets and the jails, thanks for keeping us safe. So long, everybody.